This is Mornings with Kale in Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Closing in on 808 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310KFKA.com. Northern Colorado's Voice, Mornings with Gail from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. All right, we talked about the hope and the promise with that Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Probably getting approval as early as tomorrow. Colorado might see some shipments of that single dose J&J vaccine coming our way as early as early next week. Does that mean you'll be able to get it? Well, yeah, as with so many things relative to COVID-19, it kind of remains to be seen. But some good news for JBS, working from Peace out of the Trib, by Jaden Watson Fisher, as JBS workers, as she points out, they've been through quite a lot in the past year, highlighted by that COVID-19 outbreak in the company's Greeley plant that claimed the lives of six workers. But they will have one less hurdle when it comes to getting vaccinated. You had United Food and Commercial Workers, Local 7, this is the union representing JBS employees, and the JBS corporate office, each announcing just yesterday they are partnering to offer a vaccination clinic at the facility on March 5th and 6th. Union and non-union workers can receive the vaccine inside the plant located at 800 North 8th Avenue. Additional partners are the Colorado Governor's Office, the National Guard, and the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Healthcare providers will be on site and begin vaccinations at 6 a.m. on both days, again, March 5th and 6th. Local 7 expects the event to provide 300 to 300 vaccinations per hour. And they also plan for this to run in shifts. You had UFCW Local 7 President Kim Cordova saying that the union is excited to help bring the clinic to the plant, adding, "I'm really glad that everybody really understands how essential these workers are." At the beginning, when they announced that food processors and retail grocery workers were going to be moved to phase 1B, three, we were a little disappointed, but we're really glad that now these workers are going to have the opportunity to have the vaccine. According to a release from the JBS corporate office, the plant will not run during the vaccination clinic. The company will provide a $100 bonus plus 4 hours of pay to employees who get vaccinated. Certainly an impetus there. JBS Occupational Health and Safety staff, in partnership with the National Guard and local health officials, will assist in administering the vaccines. Additionally, the company expects participation from workers in the Greeley Beef Facility, Value Added Beef Facility, Transportation Department, and the Denver Value Added Facility. This, according to a press release. Cordova said the primary information has been determined, but there are some lingering logistics that really have not been yet set in stone. The union will release additional information as that becomes available. JBS, for its part, says it's already provided vaccines to its occupational health staff and employees ages 65 and older. The release from JBS stated, conveying their gratitude to Governor Polis for, quote, his commitment to prioritize the vaccination of our essential team members. Vaccine event comes almost 1 year after the death of Saul Sanchez. Saul was the first JBS plant employee to die of the virus. His story did, in fact, reveal numerous issues with the company's response to the pandemic and adhering to safety protocols. Since the pandemic began, six Local 7 members died, in addition to a JBS office worker. 500 union members tested positive for the virus, and JBS was slapped with a $15,615 fine for its pandemic response. This from the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Cordova said the union is excited for the vaccination event, but there is still more work to be done. The union will continue advocating for proper safety protocols, such as slowing down the line speeds, for proper physical distancing, providing adequate personal protective equipment, PPE, and end what it calls a work while sick culture. It would also like to see employees receive accessible and affordable health care. Cordova said, "What's most important to us is that these essential workers have every type of safety intervention possible to mitigate any further loss of life or the spread of this virus. Any type of help in providing a safety net is absolutely critical for these workers who are responsible for feeding our communities." This has the JBS meat packing plant, and the union will be offering a COVID-19 vaccine clinic at the Greeley plant March 5th and March 6th. 8:14 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310KFKA.com. This time check sponsored by the Candlelight Dinner Playhouse, bringing you an absolutely hilarious musical comedy, the true Steel Magnolias of the Church, with their production of Church Basement Ladies, now through March 28th. Tell you what, for tickets and show information, all you have to do is fire up that Googler, jump online, and visit ColoradoCandlelight.com. Candlelight Dinner Playhouse, Broadway in your backyard.
Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Local programming continues right after Mornings with Gail on NOCO Now, the Power Trip in the Hull Show. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Now, 1310 KFKA, 1310KFKA.com. Northern Colorado's Voice, Mornings with Gail, via the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. All right, y'all know that I am a dog lover. By extension, I am an animal lover as well. And that situation in unincorporated Weld County, this was a farm animal, well, is a farm animal enclosure in which animals seem to be being kept in, I would say, less than ideal conditions, but indeed deplorable conditions, seeming to be neglected. Well, that sparked a lot of concern and, yes, community outrage by neighbors of this property that reached out to Weld County Sheriff Steve Reams and said, what can be done about this? You had a petition that popped up with more than 1,500 signatures saying something has to be done here. The problem is, and we talked to Weld County Sheriff about Steve Reams about this situation, was yes, they had devoted many man hours and a lot of time to try to get this situation resolved, because it was, it still could be, as far as we know, though finally the Weld County Sheriff's Department was able to act. But what a lot of people don't realize is the fact that their hands at the Weld County Sheriff's Department to some degree tied as a result of rather lax state laws regarding animal enclosures of this nature. But we told you that just this past Saturday, Weld County Sheriff Steve Reams, along with state officials and the Sheriff's Office Animal Control Unit, they were able to go to that property and assist in removing 9 dead animals from the F Street property. I think it comes down to something very, very simple. And I understand the outrage because, I mean, it was just absolutely disgusting as you saw some of the photos and some of the video coming out of this property. It was stomach churning and it was heartbreaking. You saw severed animal legs hanging from the enclosure, stories of dogs on the property eating dead carcasses. There's no gentle way to put it. Well, not only did this outrage any number of individuals who took action, but also a number of animal sanctuaries got engaged and involved as well. Among them, the Denkai Animal Sanctuary. We're going to check in and get the most up-to-date information on this property when Floss Blackburn, founder and president of Denkai Animal Sanctuary, joins us right around 8:35. 8:30 now, 1310 KFKA.
What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Today's headlines, podcasts of Mornings with Gail and more, and a schedule of upcoming sports broadcasts. Find them at 1310KFKA.com.
Well, wrote Kyler Mead in the Greeley Trib on February 20th, that ongoing saga surrounding an animal enclosure on a property in unincorporated Weld County took another turn this past Saturday as Weld County Animal Control and Colorado Department of Agriculture officials assisted the landowner in removing 9 dead animals from this F Street property. Now, the property on the 5400 block of F Street was served with an order for livestock owner Helena Morley to, quote, assemble her herd for evaluative and diagnostic testing. But is that the end of the story? As the deplorable conditions at this animal enclosure, again, in unincorporated Weld County, garnered not only national but worldwide attention. Unfortunately, the laws in Colorado surrounding these types of enclosures, well, they're pretty darn lax. But you even had First Gentleman Marlon Rees saying something needs to be done, as did two state legislators, as did a number of animal sanctuaries, concerned residents, neighbors of this property on F Street. And, well, where does it go from here? Have conditions gotten any better? Because it's absolutely heartbreaking. Among those who got engaged with this was Floss Blackburn. Floss is founder and president of Denkai Animal Sanctuary and joins us this morning. Hi, Floss. Thanks for taking the time.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
You know, last question first, because I'm working from a number of articles about this. I mean, you know, you had 1,500 people, or if not more, signing the petition calling for some action to be taken as these animals were living in an enclosure with, dead and decaying animal carcasses apparently being neglected, not being cared for. But any number of these articles refer to those who wanted action to be taken as animal activists, which has a negative connotation. Do you consider yourself an animal activist? It just seems like the right thing to do.
We really want to make this distinction between animal welfare agencies such as ourselves, animal welfare groups, and animal rights activists. There's very much a distinction, and we are on the animal welfare end of that, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so our, you know, our call to action after I was on that property February 3rd was, you know, somebody please do something about this. This is, I've worked cruelty cases with Weld County in the years past before this current, you know, before these current people were in on animal control and part of that. And in the past, they would have pulled those animals much sooner than, you know, they would have already been off that property. So it was really interesting to see how this was has been unfolding.
Now, it's interesting as well because you had First Gentleman Marlon Rees talking about this on his Facebook page, calling on the state legislature to remedy the, quote, as he referred to them, largely non-existent laws protecting animals raised for food, saying that it was clear to him that the Weld County Sheriff explored multiple avenues for more thorough investigation, but our current laws won't allow the office to go any further in helping animals that are enclosed in a pen with other animals that are dead and decaying, which absolutely boggles the mind. Obviously, Floss, there needs to be a change in the state laws regarding this.
There does, and I know a lot of the issues surrounding that are obviously farmers and ranchers need to be able to continue to operate, and there needs to really be a distinction, honestly, between what animal hoarding looks like, which is this situation right here, versus what farming and ranching and good animal husbandry is. There's a very big distinction between that. And, you know, most of these cases that I even worked with the county in the past were hoarders. Those were people who were hoarding animals. And, you know, this case was very, it's just been so very interesting because, you know, the evidence was just so much. And even if you go on back onto Helena's Facebook page, she had a calf that she posted to her page in June of 2020, and it was one of the dead animals lying in that enclosure. The sheriff's department had told me over the phone that they had been investigating her for 12 months, and they hadn't been able to make a case against her on this. And, you know, for all of us and the neighbors up on the hill that we've been able to communicate with, they have been watching this unfold since October of 2018 when she started leasing the place. And so it's just been, it's mental health. It's definitely a mental health issue, which is so sad. And, you know, it definitely, once we posted it and just put out, the call, like, hey, you know, these animals are suffering. There are many dead. There are many different species dead in this pen. It's not just one species of animal that can either point to disease or point to starvation. In this case, we have video of these animals being fed chicken scratch, essentially. And that, you know, you can't, pot-bellied pigs cannot successfully live and thrive on that. It's not enough food for even the chickens to eat. And then you have dogs, sheep, goats, you know, the turkey, the rabbit. You know, you have just all these different species of animals and definitely poor, poor animal husbandry and definitely a hoarding mentality going on there.
You had another animal sanctuary owner, Amy Smith, co-founder of Rescued Friends Animal Sanctuary, describing those pot-bellied pigs emaciated to the point of being able to see each vertebrae on them, sheep and goats with collars that were too tight, a very sick dog, and then there were the dangling legs from dead animals tied to the fencing. When you were there, Floss, what did you see?
Yeah, so basically, when I was there, obviously I observed the two legs that were tied to the fence. That was from, I believe, a goat. It looked like goat legs that Helena had supposedly tied to the fence. And basically, from our understanding, the property owner told us that she killed that animal so that she could feed it to the dog. So not obviously wasn't giving the dog proper food, yet this dog is supposed to be a livestock guardian guarding these animals. So pretty messed up. And then I counted a total of 8 to 9 dead animals inside structures, so and outside as well. Goats, pot-bellied pig was one of them, the calf, more goats, and then a duck outside of the pen that was dead. And obviously the pen was littered with alcohol bottles, trash, the sheep had, there was one sheep with twine tied around its neck, another one with a collar that was really tight. There were some animals loose outside of the pen, like chickens, ducks, and a pot-bellied pig and the rabbit. And those animals were actually halfway decent shape because they'd been able to kind of roam, you know, but the ones in the pen were not getting proper food or water. There was no food or water on the property when I first went out, when the property owner asked me for help. And so, you know, they were hungry. They were absolutely hungry. They followed me around the outside of the pen and just looking for food. So,
this is absolutely,
you know,
appalling. I mean, it's heartbreaking, and it's wrong on so many levels. Now, you have referred to Helena, that is the owner of this property, excuse me, Helena Morley. So we had the Weld County Animal Control, Colorado Department of Agriculture officials assisting her last Saturday in removing 9 dead animals from the F Street property, along with other measures. But where does it stand as of this point? Have conditions gotten any better?
From what we can tell, it looked like some of the pen had been cleaned out, but the outside, she just threw it all outside the pen. So there's photos of just trash, you know, outside the pen. And you know, the other thing for people to understand is that, you know, she knows that she is, you know, under the radar, so to speak, right now, and that people are watching for the welfare of those animals. And so while that's going on, she is going to be a little more aware and on point with trying to do her best to take care of them, which still is all we see is scattering chicken food still. So the survival of these animals, if they are disease-free, is going to be tough right now, especially if this is going to take 2 to 3 weeks for the department to process.
Right.
I definitely want to make it clear that, you know, I know that most, especially the current sheriff's department, their focus is on criminals and people in the community and focusing on those cases. However, statistically speaking, people who hoard, neglect, or have cruelty charges brought against them for animals, 70% of those people are harming another human being, either in their care or in their home. And 30% of them have, like, assault records on them or some very, very severe criminal offenses. So this ties together. This isn't just about animals. It's also about the safety of people as well. So I just think that's something really important that is always very overlooked with these hoarding cases.
Floss Blackburn is founder and president of Denkai Animal Sanctuary. Those stats are really disturbing that you put out there. But my understanding now is that the property owner, and this is according to a piece by Trevor Reed that was published February 7th in the Trib, the property owner filed to evict the owner of the animals in early November. The eviction is being appealed, this according to online court records, but a review is scheduled for 6 p.m. March 11th before Webb County Judge Todd Taylor. Where do you expect that to go?
We're expecting and hoping that eviction will be finalized and will go through. And we'll know obviously after that hearing, but just definitely want to be clear that the property owner is 80 years old, and then Helena is the owner of the animals. She doesn't actually own the property, so
right.
She is definitely very, very much taken advantage of, and has the property owners very, very scared for her safety, and she, you know, scared to even walk around on her property at this point. So very much a lot of bullying going on there. It's just all been so unjust.
Yeah, it is a sad situation all the way around. Floss, thank you so much for your efforts, for taking the time, for caring, for being compassionate, because you're right. As we go full circle, there's a difference between being concerned about animal welfare and abuse and neglect, a big difference between that and being termed an animal rights activist. Tell us a little bit about Denkai Animal Sanctuary.
Denkai is a 17-year-old organization. I founded that obviously in 2004, and we provide rescue, rehabilitation, and rehoming services for pet animals, so dogs, cats, as well as livestock, horse, equine, and farm animals. And we are now located in the southwest part of Colorado, but originally from Weld County for 13 years. We were there. So.
Yeah. Floss, thank you again for your time, your compassion, your concern. And let's stay in touch as this very, very sad, appalling, disturbing situation continues to unfold.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You bet. Floss Blackburn, founder and president of the Denkai Animal Sanctuary. 851 now, 1310 KFKA.
Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state and the country? Tune into The Hull Show, weekdays noon to 2 and 1310 KFKA. Can the Nuggets get back to the Western Conference Finals? Listen to The Hull Show for the latest Denver sports stories on 1310 KFKA.
Hey, I'm never going to pass up an opportunity to talk about Lactobacillus acidophilus. That's a mouthful, isn't it? But very important and very timely and very relevant. This has researchers, according to a piece by Carolyn Greger out of 9 News, researchers at Colorado State University are researching vaccine candidates for the current pandemic while working on ways to combat potential pandemics in the future. With an eye on the future, that's where we need to be. You got the new variants of the virus emerging, so they're focused at Colorado State University on creating a pan-coronavirus vaccine that could indeed fight off future viruses. According to a press release, researchers are pursuing a vaccine that uses a genetically modified form of the probiotic, here we go, Lactobacillus acidophilus, I can say it, a bacterium commonly found in yogurt and other foods for gut health. With an eye on the future, that's Colorado State University. And we've got our eye on the immediate future. You want to keep it right here. Tanner Schwint bringing you NOCO Now, just a few minutes from right now.